104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast. Roo, we've met some hard men in our times.
Yeah.
I reckon this bloke might take the cake.
Well.
A fella called Damien Todd is a former British Royal Marine Commando.
Oh, that sounds tough.
Now, to raise money, what he's doing, this is an attempt at a world record to do jiu-jitsu for 24 hours non-stop.
Yeah, but not just doing jiu-jitsu, dude. It's actually fighting.
Mm.
Against the opponents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bring in another one. Dave's, bring in another one.
This is unbelievable. His name's Damien Todd, but he calls himself Obi, and he joins us. Obi, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Why would you want to fight nonstop for 24 hours? I'm stuffed after 5 minutes.
It's not a case of wanting to. It's a case of needing to. It's pretty much for me to raise awareness and money for a charity, Are You Okay?, which are pretty formidable in terms of the suicide awareness and mental health space here in Australia.
Oh, well done.
Do.
Good on you. Yeah. Obi, your style is called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which, gee, Roo, conjures up all sorts of imagination. My imagination's running wild here now.
I'll bet.
Is it G-strings and all sorts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
You're so close, but no, sadly not. It's pretty much based on ground fighting, so it's elements of judo, jiu-jitsu, Japanese jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and the like. If you can consider, if you've ever watched mixed martial arts, as in UFC,
yep,
pretty much majority of the ground game is
right.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu without striking.
Just tell us about your history, your 22 years as a veteran. Where did you see combat in your time?
Yeah, so pretty much my service from a first perspective was I would say very sadly in Northern Ireland, mm, and thereafter in the Middle East, but that's pretty much it. I did various jobs within the 22 years, and I always remember somebody saying at the very early part of when the day you join the Marines, you start thinking about resettlement for when you leave, because eventually you have to leave. It's not like an everyday kind of job. You know you're going to leave, so. Which I did at 40, which was 8 years ago now. So I just tried to do as many different things as I could. And so I'm 75 countries down towards my 100 tally. And I've seen the very best and worst of mankind.
And have you found the best way to deal with mental health issues yourself?
Now, in all honesty, I had a big sort of breakdown, for want of a better word, back at the end of 2008, 2009. And I actually sought help after that time, because I'd got to the point where I just didn't want to be here. I'd looked at taking my own life several times before that. And the best way I can describe it now in short speak is to say, when I wake up in the morning, I find a reason to finish the day. I find a reason to live. And it sounds pessimistic, but in all truth, it's we're having a conversation that you're actually my reason to be around today. So you're it.
Well, you sound positive and you sound bright. So is it hard work for you to get to that stage every day, or does it now come naturally?
I struggle. I still struggle, don't get me wrong. I mean, yesterday I had a really, really flat day. And that's primarily because I'm working, you know, pretty much full time on this and don't have a great deal of time for anything else. And as my wife as well. But just between the two of us and the sporting elements, it's hard to sometimes focus on the goal. It isn't easy, but it is a case that I've got to a place where, okay, right, I'm waking up, what am I going to do today? Okay, let's get after it. And that's my goal, and I make it. That's my effort.
Obi, you're going to fight for 24 hours or wrestle for 24 hours. Where are you going to do it, and when is it happening?
Okay, so it's happening on at the Chow Kaizen gym, which is on Prospect Road. It's going to happen on the 22nd midday through to midday on the 23rd.
I'm happy to be the bloke that comes in at 23 hours and 55 minutes.
he might just want to finish someone off at that point.
You absolutely have to come down and do it. If you can get, I'll give you a couple of lessons beforehand,
yeah,
and you're welcome to come down and do your best.
Give me your dimensions. How tall and what are you weighing in it?
I actually lost weight. I'm now 85 kilos. I'm 6 foot tall.
Oh, and just a baby. My left leg's 80 kilos.
Hey, how do they donate?
The best ways to donate are go to either the Facebook or the Instagram group page, The Force of Inspiration, and go in there and you'll find several links to donate.
We'll put it on our Triple M page as well, okay? We'll do our little bit here if we can get people
and we'll get directed there through to you. At the 23 hour and 50 minute mark, mate. You can have 10 minutes with him. Have a cuddle for him.
Well, happily do that. I mean, I actually encourage you. Now you said it, you have to be there because otherwise you lose all integrity. You know that.
Right. I'm going to get you in a headlock, Obi, and never let go.
I can see him tapping out very quickly. You might need another opponent.
I haven't been doing this that long. I really haven't. I've been very fortunate. I've had some great coaches.
Oh, the excuses are coming now, right?
Yeah.
I know. That's it. I'm making an excuse for you when you're choking and put you to sleep.
Well, Obi, it's great talking to you. Great meeting you, mate. And just keep laughing, all right? You sound like you're a ripper of a bloke and you're keen to help other people. So well done for that. And we'll support you as much as we can, okay?
Yes, you gents. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, Obi.
Well done.
Thank you.